When we looked at the top risks in 2022 and compared those to both the top risks in 2021 and also the top risks for 2022 across all industries, we saw some pretty big differences in the life science and pharmaceutical industries. Well, one of the things that we saw was, and it recognizes their heavy reliance on their supply chain and some of the difficulties they've been experiencing, is that, for instance, the top risk, the number one risk on their list, was that the uncertainty surrounding the organization's core supply chain popped up on top. Now, in 2021, it was number 20 on the list. So, very drastic change. It was the biggest jump of any of the risks that we saw from 2021 to 2022. And it does make sense. So, the reliance on supply chain for products, for services, for other suppliers became evident that that was really a crunch point for the industry. Also, the number two risk on the list was that of third-party risks arising from reliance on outsourcing and strategic sourcing arrangements. For life science and pharmaceuticals, there are some things that are unique to their business that I think caused those to really jump up the list. So they were number 12 the year before and made it to number two this year. In life science and pharmaceuticals, there's a lot of collaboration agreements where they rely upon those other third parties. There's a contract manufacturers that they use heavily. There's joint ventures where they're working with others to manufacture their product, to come up with the research, to go through clinical trials. All of those areas were greatly impacted by third-party providers in the supply chain. And so those were the top two. They were pretty far down the list as we looked at the top risk survey across all industries. So it does show some nuances to that life sciences and pharmaceutical companies face.